Food photographer Penny De Los Santos often takes a particular kind of picture. You see the food, but you see and feel the people whose food it is. You get their place in the world. I feel like I can walk into her pictures. Well, Penny's an award-winning photographer. She works with National Geographic and Savour magazine, does cookbooks, and much more. Penny, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Now, you recently did a TED Talk that I saw, and it was about food photography, and in it you described a dinner. You had flown thousands of miles to photograph that dinner. Could you tell us that story again?
I would love to tell you that story. It was an assignment for Savour magazine, and I had an editor call me and say, we have a story, you have to get there quickly. The access is very limited, and the subject is pretty sensitive, so we need you to get on a plane immediately. And it was a story, a food story during Ramadan. So I had literally one meal to photograph, and I flew thousands of miles in multiple time zones to get to this place where I would meet this group of eight men who were all Iraqi refugees, who were living in the bowels of Beirut, Lebanon, fleeing the war in their home country. And they would gather to celebrate and remember where they grew up. They left their families, their lives, they left everything. And they would gather and cook these meals that their mothers taught them as they were growing up. And so I had very limited access. For them to be associated with me, a Western journalist, was pretty bad. If this was revealed, they would have been deported. I would have been detained, and it would have put their lives at major risk. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't an option. So I couldn't be seen with them in public. I only had access to them in their apartment. And I couldn't, you know, I had to shoot everything available light because a flashbulb going off in a tiny apartment in the middle of this neighborhood where there are, watchmen on rooftops who look for any suspicious behavior, within minutes we would have been completely discovered and detained. So I had to be very careful. And when it came to the moment where the meal was finally happening, because they didn't eat all day, they were fasting.
Right.
They finally, started to take these trash bags and line them like a beautiful canvas on the floor where they would share their meal. And I had already decided this is how I'm going to shoot this photograph. I was going to get up on this little stool. I positioned myself perfectly, and I was ready. And they all started to gather. And there I was. They were sitting. And then all of a sudden, the electricity went out in the entire region. It was completely black. And in my mind, I thought, I'm done. This assignment is over, and I'm officially never going to get another job from this magazine. But then in the corner, I saw a group of men start to light candles and slowly line this dinner area with these beautiful candles, and it lit their faces, glowing light, and it was more intimate and beautiful than I could have ever anticipated, than I could have ever lit. And I shot it very slow, like a really slow shutter speed. And it just said so much about community and intimacy. And just it was the moment, the perfect moment to make that picture. And it kind of translated this incredible story about how food really connects all of us and gathers us together. And I remember shooting that picture and thinking, okay, now I'm going to sit with them, because there's no other way I could have ever been able to sit at that table, not as a woman, not as a Western, not as a journalist. And here I was with this group of men, and we didn't speak the same language at all.
But you really did, didn't you?
We did. We shared this wonderful meal together, and it was pretty incredible.
Is this becoming sort of emblematic of a shift in food photography? I know it's the kind of work that you've done for a long time, but I'm wondering if the sensibilities that are happening now in this country about food, it's playing in our lives in a lot of very different ways. Is that starting to show up in the food photography that we see in magazines, on blogs, that kind of thing?
I think without a doubt. I'm not seeing the reflection so much in publishing as much as I'm seeing it in online publishing. I think there's like 380 million photos uploaded on Facebook daily, and most of those are with mobile phones.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, and I think the common language that we all have is, what are we eating? I can't tell you how many food photographs I see from Instagram and Twitter daily.
Yeah. All of us can now take a picture.
Yeah. So if you photograph this amazing meal that you had somewhere in Italy and you post it on your Facebook page, I think more people can relate to that because it's food rather than politics, or I don't think food polarizes people as much as other topics. So I think it's the one language we can all sort of celebrate. And
yeah.
It's something we can all feel comfortable enough to comment on.
Why do you think we find watching people cook so fascinating? You know, I'm thinking about, television, online, amazing. Why do you
think that is? I could not agree more. I was telling somebody a story about how growing up, you know, here I am, I grew up in a Mexican-American family, and my mother, first generation, and my brother and I have vivid memories of us sitting there watching Julia Child cook, you know, on her show, and just mesmerized. And here we are, my brother's like a Star Trek fiend, you know, I'm all over the place. And my mother is, you know, this first generation Mexican-American, and we all related to watching this woman who had nothing in common with us except for she loved cooking. And I could photograph for hours. I could watch somebody stir a pot and talk about, you know, what they're putting in the pot and dicing the onions and sautéing, you know. I think the subject matter is very engaging to me. There is something about it that it just takes you somewhere else, you know. There's a moment of connection with food that it's still there for me because I haven't stopped photographing it, and it's what engages me. And if I could answer this perfectly correctly, I think I wouldn't shoot food anymore. I'm fascinated by how many people love to talk about food. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had. Like, I could meet somebody and have nothing in common with them at all, and then they'll start talking about, you know, what they're making for dinner that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the layers just peel away, and there we are on a completely different plane, having a real conversation. It's pretty amazing.
That it is. Penny De Los Santos, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Penny De Los Santos is a food and travel photographer for National Geographic and Savour magazine. Now, for more information on her and her work, go to the website, splendidtable.org. And while you're there, download our free podcasts, our e-newsletter, Weeknight Kitchen, and check out our online stores, ready for the holidays. Everything's waiting at you know where, splendidtable.org.